Appointment to view.
Marilyn hurried into her office and put the two adverts down on her desk. She telephoned Birchall and Bradley at 9:05. The phone rang several times. Then she heard a voice. "Hello, this is Birchall and Bradley estate agents. This is a recording. I'm sorry, there isn't anyone here at the moment. The office is open from 9:30 until 5:30. If you would like to leave a message, we'll call you back." Marilyn put the phone down. She didn't like telephone answering machines. It was easier to call the other estate agent. She looked at the advert again. There it was. Norman and Naylor, 513-216. She called the number.
"Good morning, Norman and Naylor. This is Mrs. Adams speaking." "Oh, good morning," said Marilyn. "I've been looking through your adverts. I'm interested in 35 Balmoral Avenue. I wonder if I could see it."
"Oh, yes," said Mrs. Adams. "That's easy. The owners of 35 Balmoral Avenue are both out at work all day. They've given us a set of keys. I can take you round the house at any time. Today, if you like."
"Could you show us at lunchtime?"
asked Marilyn.
"My husband and I both work, too. But we're free from 12:30 until 1:45.
"That's all right. I'll meet you outside the house at 1 o'clock. Will that be all right?"
"That's okay, yes. We'll see you then."
"Do you know where Balmoral Avenue is?" said Mrs. Adams.
"Oh, yes. We've been looking for a house on the High Trees estate."
"Right. I'll be outside the house in a blue Ford Mondeo at 1 o'clock then."
"Thank you," said Marilyn. "We'll be in a white Volkswagen. See you at 1.
Marilyn felt very excited. They had seen a lot of houses in the last few weeks, but she felt really interested in this one. She phoned Rick at work and told him about the appointment. They agreed to meet outside Rick's office at 12:50.